Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. As twilight fell on January 2, 1777, an outnumbered ragtag army, many without shoes and shivering in the cold, gazed across Assunpink Creek on the outskirts of Trenton, New Jersey. The men nervously fingered their muskets and considered their situation, trapped as they were between the Delaware River and the British ranks marching steadily toward them. General Lord Charles Cornwallis was intent upon avenging the great embarrassment of 8 days before, when George Washington had crossed the Delaware, overcome his Hessian mercenaries, and taken the town. One of those men standing silently behind a cannon aimed across Assunpink Creek was a painter from Maryland named Charles Peel, now a lieutenant in the Philadelphia militia. How he came to be there is a story of the American Revolution. Charles Wilson Peel began life as one of several children born to a schoolmaster in Chestertown. When his father died, his mother took the impoverished family to Annapolis and apprenticed her son to a saddler, who took one look at the boy and thought he'd been swindled. Yet Charles was strong for his size, a quick learner and boundlessly energetic. As soon as his apprenticeship expired, he took a wife and set out on his own, working leather and also repairing clocks and watches. As a child, he had acquired an interest in painting and thought now of earning money by painting portraits. But in trying to expand each of these talents into a business, he fell into debt. According to the law, a man who failed to repay a loan on demand went to prison until the debt was paid in full or his creditors let him out. Like many another man in his position, young Peel naturally sympathized with the growing movement to make the government more democratic, and he took an active part in it, marching and organizing and painting signs. That didn't please the wealthy men who had lent him money, and who decided to squelch him by suddenly demanding payment. Charles fled with his family to Queen Anne's County, but when the sheriff followed him there, he packed his painting supplies in a box one morning, mounted a horse named Gimlet, and galloped off to Virginia. His brother-in-law, a ship captain, took him to Boston, where he sought out John Singleton Copley, Boston's greatest artist. Though irritated that Peel considered painting nothing more than a craft anyone could learn, Copley greatly improved his technique. By the time he returned to Virginia, Peel's portraits were impressive. A group of wealthy Annapolitans, led by Charles Carroll the barrister, decided Maryland could use a good artist. They called off his creditors and raised the money to send this talented young man to London to study. Reluctantly, he went, abandoning his wife and children to work with the great Benjamin West. After 2 years, he returned to Annapolis and got out of debt by painting the portraits of the wealthy. One subject was the owner of Mount Vernon, in Virginia, a towering 40-year-old colonel named Washington, who slowly took a liking to him. When he had paid all his debts, Charles Peel bid farewell to the hard memory of Annapolis and his brush with debtor's prison, and moved north. And so it came to be that the young portrait painter from Maryland stood with his company of Philadelphia militia and drove the British back from Assunpink Creek. The next day he was with them at the Battle of Princeton. The next winter, while the army suffered at Valley Forge, Peel slept out in the snowy woods nearby with a few of his fellow militiamen and used his knowledge of leather to make moccasins for the shoeless. To support his family, he painted miniatures, not of wealthy planters and merchants, but of the men of Valley Forge, George Washington, Nathaniel Greene, Alexander Hamilton, Baron von Steuben, Henry Knox, Mad Anthony Wayne, Lafayette. With his quick brush and keen eye, the young apprentice from Annapolis, who had been hounded out of Maryland for falling into debt, became the next thing to a photographer of the American Revolution, leaving us on his canvases the determined faces of American independence.